reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello and welcome once again to all my disc golf friends. I am Steve Kaczynski and this is PDGA Radio for April 8th, 2009. On this week's edition, we'll have all the results from the 2009 Bowling Green Amateur Championships, along with dozens of other events throughout the disc golf world. We'll talk about a new discount available at hotels nationwide for PDGA members, and we'll speak with your 2009 Bowling Green Amateur Champion. So let the show fully buffer on out and stick with us for another exciting edition of PDGA Radio.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
Nearly 500 disc golfers from all over the country converged into Bowling Green, Kentucky this past weekend for the annual Bowling Green Amateur Championships. For the first time ever, it was held as a three-day event. Play began Friday afternoon for the various divisions in near-perfect weather. Saw six players tie atop the advanced division with many others waiting for their turn at the hot round. Saturday's pair of rounds finally led to some separation throughout the divisions, with just two players still tied for the lead in advanced. Sunday morning brought the impending threat of thunderstorms to the area, but Charleston, South Carolina's Blaine Kinkle remained patient en route to shooting his 47 at Hobson Grove, propelling him into a four-throw lead heading into the final nine. The final nine proved to be a difficult place for anyone to try to make up throws as the winds began to gust and the discs were doing unpredictable things. After the final nine, Kinkin signs the scorecard showing him with the victory by a six-throw margin over Sean Tiemann of Ohio. St. Louis's Brian Johnson ties for third with North Carolina's Andrew Patton, and Tennessee's Brian Robinson finishes in fifth. We'll hear from Blaine Kinkle, the 2009 Bowling Green Amateur Champion, a little bit later in this program. First, let's quickly get some results from the other divisions that were also hotly contested over the courses and the course of the tournament. In the intermediate division, it had Georgia's unrated star Jason Tokyo taking the title by one throw over Illinois' Patrick Barrett, with Curtis Hake, also of Illinois, finishing in third. The Advanced Masters division was won by Alabama's Kevin Peterson, who took a six-throw victory home thanks to his final two rounds, both being rated over 1,000. Missouri's Jeffrey Wolf finished in second, followed by Larry Cooper of Texas and Oklahoma's Jerry Stacy, who were tied for third. The Advanced Grand Masters title was won by Virginia's Jeff Shattuck. The Recreational division went to Georgia's Dustin Perry, who beat up Michigan's Mitchell Winters. Bob Fisher won in Advanced Senior Grandmasters. Danny Tejero won for the Juniors. Ohio's Melinda Dyke won Recreational Women. Tennessee's Celicia Trotter won Intermediate Women. And Indiana's Kendra Rudabaugh got the title in the two-person Advanced Women's Division. And finally, for those who might be interested, here are a few facts about the 2009 Bowling Green Amateur Championships. Whereas the highest-rated player taking part was a local, the 2005 Bowling Green champion Mark Estenfelder with his 1,004 rating. It was based mainly off last year's second-place finish, but this year he played about 973-rated golf and finished in a tie for 12th. This year, there were a total of 24 rounds thrown that were rated at least 1,000, occurred by 19 different players. The total amount of players for the tournament was 483, of which only 17 were females. Donovan Goh scored a snowman 8 during the final 9, not only once, but twice in the intermediate division. He finishes in 6th, to manage to squeeze a birdie in between those two snowmen, 8-2-8. Won't see that very often. At least you hope you don't. You're listening to PDGA Radio. Coming up next is an interview with the Advanced Division champion from Bowling Green. It's Charleston, South Carolina's own Blaine Kinkle, whom I caught up with just minutes after he claimed his trophy.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. PDGA Radio being joined here with Blaine Kinkle. He is your advanced champion at the 2009 Bowling Green Amateur Championships. It was a great weekend, Blaine. Sum it up if you can for us.
Thank you so much. Had a blast this weekend. Played with some amazing players and some really great people out here. Made some new friends. Played some new courses. Had some a lot of fun. Had a blast with everybody. Staff did a great job out here and just had a lot of fun.
Now, the one thing most people always say to the winners of these big tournaments is that it's time to move up. You've actually played a few open tournaments. You've actually cashed in one of them. So what are your plans here for the rest of the year and going forward?
Well, so far, I mean, this is only my second year playing competitive disc golf. I'd still got to play Worlds at least once before I decide to go pro and play in the open division, see if I can start taking some cash. And I did make a cash in Savannah and took merchandise and played a match play tournament out in Columbia, South Carolina, and did the same, took second place there, played well. So that's what I'm planning on doing.
Now, if you can, for us, kind of go round by round and let us know how they all went for you.
Man, first round was, I was out of Kariakis. A little windy, the morning was terrible, turned out to be a lovely afternoon. And shot solid golf, turned out a 50, which was second best round of the day. Never had the hot round of any of the rounds, just played real consistent golf. Second day, first course was out at Franklin Simpson. Turned in the second or third hottest round that day as well, shot a 51. Had some really solid putting this weekend, probably one of the best putting I've actually played in a tournament, especially a big tournament like this. Really didn't miss much inside that 30-foot circle, so you gotta hit those. And let's see, third round was out at Fillmore, big long course. Had my grandparents out there playing or watching along, and once again just played some solid golf, turned in the second best round out there as well with a 50. That's what was my plan, to make it to the final round with just to make it to that final round in position to shoot first. Made the lead card after the third round, went out and just actually had an amazing round out at Hobson Grove. Hadn't played the course, but just played it real well. Shot a hot 47. I was really proud of that and put me at 4 strokes in the lead. And I was just basically coming out this last final round trying to play good golf and not let anybody cash me and not blow up on anything.
And now you had a good, decent lead going into the final 9, but there was a lot of wind out there, and there were a lot of high scores from some of the other divisions. How did you handle the wind and the temporary course out there?
Well, the temporary course out here was a lot of fun. The wind picked up something fierce, unfortunately, and, you know, nobody was hitting putts. It was really next to impossible to hit a putt out there, and it turned out that I just had some really decent drives. I got myself in trouble a couple times, but my recovery just were amazing this weekend, just every time I threw a bad shot, I recovered really well, and that made a huge difference. And especially after seeing some of the guys get out there and, you know, mess up a couple shots, you know, you got to just throw the consistent shot and play safe in a lot of situations, especially in the lead, and make them chase you.
All right. Now, this was the first year of their three-day weekend or three-day tournament. Any thoughts on that, or just how do you feel about the tournament overall?
I really enjoyed the tournament. I thought it was pretty darn decently set up and well-run. The three-day thing was a little different. Yeah, the only downside to that is some people can't get a whole 3 days off. They can't get Friday off work, things like that. Turned out, I thought it was great the way it was spread out. You know, you weren't dying after the first day because you played two long rounds of intense disc golf, because it's an intense competition. There are a lot of amazing players out here. I enjoyed the three-day thing myself, personally.
All right, he's Blaine Kinkle. He's your 2009 Bowling Green Amateur Champion. Congratulations, Blaine.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Checking out the PDGA Tour calendar for some other results covering this past weekend of April 4th and 5th, we'll find another A-tier in Texas for their state championships, where it was Alabama's Matt Orem throwing the super hot first round, beating the next best score by 4 as he goes on for the title, beating out Avery Jenkins and Michael Olsa by 6 throws. Des Redding got the win for the women by 3 over Valerie Jenkins, and Joel Kelly won in Masters. Elsewhere, Adam Vanderslice and Joe Mila get wins in Pennsylvania. Kayla Visco wins in Minnesota. Brian Skinner plays 10-65 golf to win in Virginia. Coda Hatfield wins easily in Oklahoma. Christian Dietrich wins in Montana. Eric Smith wins in Maryland. Trevor Thorpe gets a win in Michigan. Kevin Babbitt in Kansas. Josh Childs for Georgia. Steve Brinster wins in New York. Chris Lee gets a win in North Carolina. Derek Billings wins in California. Ken Climo notches another one in Florida. And in Washington, Brody Miller beats out Nate Sexton and David Feldberg to win the Cool Shoes Invitational. Internationally, Andreas Gertsch wins in Switzerland. Bert Breder wins in the Netherlands. And Jesper Gormsen wins in Denmark. Complete results can be found on PDGA.com. Next weekend is Easter weekend, which rarely has events scheduled on it. This year is no exception, with only one of the 17 tournaments playing on Sunday, and that one is in Germany. Everything is a C-tier for this weekend, including the event I will be at, which is the Bassett Creek Open in Minnesota. Other events include the Spring Fling in Arvada, Colorado, the Big Ivy Open in Polk City, Iowa. The Kentucky State Championships will be in Burlington, and the 18th Bluemont Cherry Blossom is in Arlington, Virginia. The National Tour is back in action April 25th and 26th for the Green Country Open. That's in Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
This is Jay Redding, and I just wanted to invite all of the disc golfers out to a great thing we have going on with the National Tour. We've got the National Tour Clinic Series going on, and this is kind of a really cool concept that we've put together as a way for the national touring professional players to give back to the communities, the local disc golfers, and the tournaments that work so hard to put on some of our best events throughout the country. We have four different clinic staff members each time, and they pick various subject matters that will help both the beginners learn technique about disc golf, and also all the way up to advanced players, and even have pros attend some of these to try to pick off some tips from some of the competition. So it's a great time. They run about 2 hours. They're going to be at every national tour stop throughout the year. So come on out and check it out. I guarantee you that it will improve your game.
Well, this week's PDGA Radio News segment will be relatively brief, but it could be an important one to remember as the PDGA has announced even more benefits available exclusively to its members. Again, this one in the form of a hotel discount to help make traveling to the tournaments a little more affordable for your PDGA members. Red Roof Inn, a place I had the pleasure to stay at twice this past weekend, is now offering a 15% discount off the regular rate to all PDGA members. It's at 350 Red Roof Inns throughout the United States. They'll also give a percentage back to the PDGA. Just refer to the Corporate Plus rate code available from the member benefits section of PDGA.com and mention the PDGA when you make your reservation, either through 1-800-RED-ROOF, online at redroof.com. You can call the hotel directly or arrive at the hotel and just let them know. This discount joins discounts available for the PDGA members with Enterprise Rent-A-Car and other hotel chains such as Microtel Inn and Suites, Days Inn, Nights Inn, Super 8, Travelodge, and others who are owned by the Wyndham Hotel Group. That will do it for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Join me again next week as I cover and explore the world of disc golf, try to bring it all back to you. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.